An LSUX and her weed scientist says herbicide drift is a problem on some forms. Dr. Donnie Miller, who also is the Northeast Research Station director, says this has become more of a problem with soybeans planted adjacent to rice fields.
The herbicide application is made with an airplane to the rice, and 4 or 5 days later, the person who has the soybean notices that they start turning a little yellow and not growing as much.
Miller says the sulfonylurea herbicides farmers use on rice are active at low rates and can affect soybeans. The sulfonylurea-tolerant soybeans, or STS beans, can offer some protection against certain herbicides.
And what we're finding out is that of the four herbicides we looked at, the herbicides Grasp and Regiment seem to be more detrimental to the STS beans when they're drifted on than do the Londex and Permit.
Soybean plants affected by herbicide drift may have to be replanted. Miller says growers can check the plant stem to see if the plant will die.
I pick up the plant and I cut it vertical. And when I do, a lot of times you'll have a brown discoloration inside the stem. When that starts occurring, generally that soybean is not going to pull out of it.
For more information on herbicide drift, visit LSUAgCenter.com. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.